The U.S. Census Bureau announced today that it is suspending field operations for the national headcount until April 1st because of the coronavirus outbreak. The Bureau's director, Stephen Dillingham, said in a statement that the Bureau is trying to protect the health and safety of the public, the Bureau's employees, as well as applicants for census jobs. NPR's Hansi Lo Wong joins us from New York for more on this. Hi there, Hansi.
Hi, Ari.
So households can keep filling out their census forms online or over the phone. My household got our letter with instructions for filling out the census form. So explain to us what pausing field operations actually means for the national headcount.
What this means is that training sessions for door knockers, those are on pause. The count of people experiencing homelessness in shelters as well as outdoor locations, that's supposed to happen later this month. That's on pause. Door knockers are supposed to go out in some American Indian tribal territories, as well as workers leaving paper forms outside of homes in Puerto Rico, as well as other areas recovering from natural disasters. All of that in-person activity on pause for the next 2 weeks, which resolves a lot of uncertainty about how the Bureau was planning to protect census workers that are out in the field right now. But it does throw off a very tight schedule to meet a constitutional mandate to get every person living in the country counted this year.
Yeah, it resolves uncertainty about health and safety, but adds uncertainty about timing. Like, what can the Bureau actually do to make up for these 2 weeks it's losing?
This is going to take a lot of coordination between the Bureau as well as homeless shelters around the country, affected tribal governments, as well as the government of Puerto Rico. But the Bureau is emphasizing right now that it really needs the public's help. These are numbers that it needs to collect to help redistribute the congressional seats that each state gets, and this is supposed to happen next year, as well as the numbers used to redraw voting districts and guide funding for Medicare, Medicaid, other services. And the most accurate way to get this information, this data, the Bureau says, is for households to volunteer this information and to provide it themselves by going now to my2020census.gov, calling it in at a toll-free number, or mailing back a paper form if you get one in the mail, because the more households fill out the form now on their own, the less pressure that is on the Census Bureau to staff up with possibly hundreds of thousands of workers needed during a public health crisis.
Is there any consideration of delaying the census? Could that be done legally?
For now, the Bureau says the counting is set to end on July 31st. That can be pushed back, but what cannot be pushed back unless a new law is passed is a deadline. December 31st, the Census Bureau has to deliver state population counts to the president by December 31st. If Congress wants to change that deadline, that's possible, but for now, that's what federal law says. And the longer this count takes, the more questions there will be about how accurate the 2020 census data are.
It's NPR's Hansi Lo Wong speaking with us about the U.S. Census field operations being delayed because of the coronavirus. Thank you.
You're welcome.